And joined by a very special guest is Mr. Andrew Ambriz is in the house, and we're talking all things CEDC. And good morning, Andrew. How goes it?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Getting geared up for the holidays. Got most of my shopping done, so that's always a good thing. I think over my lunch break today, I'll get that finished up.
Cool. Yeah, we're still trying to play catch up. I think we're mostly done. I think we've got one more trip out that we've got to account for a couple scragglers that kind of flew under the radar, and we're like, oh man, we need to get those people a gift.
So, what about them? Whoops.
Yeah. So no, it's been good. It's been real busy. I know it's been a long time since I've been on the show, and it's, you know, this part of the year is always, we call it slow in economic development, but there's so much behind the scenes that I've been trying to work on, work out, and 2019 is like 2 weeks away.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's gone by so fast, and it's exciting, but on the same token, it's, whoa, here's these moving parts. It's my first go around. It's our first go around with this executive committee and myself working through some of the intricacies of, you know, how are we going to operate? What are we going forward with? So it's been a lot of fun. It's a lot of tweaking, you know, starting to make some things our own so that we can really start to buzz through 2019 with big stuff. So, whew, yeah.
Well, to relate to country music, life is a dance. You learn as you go.
Amen to that.
As John Michael Montgomery once said, customer economic development is a dance, and you're learning as you go. But it's been just about, you're coming up on that almost a year here, Andrew.
It'll be a year in May. Seems like it's been forever, which is great. I mean, the amount of stuff that we've been a part of and that I've gotten to participate in has been great, and we're not even close to done. I know just how much more there is to do, and you know, what does more look like? What does better look like? Those are really great questions, and I don't have the answer. Everybody else does. So it's really fun to start teeing up a lot of those conversations. I know I've had really great, insightful conversations with some business owners and some other community organizations and members. It's a lot of fun, and whenever you have those kinds of conversations, you always come out of it with, well, now we have to do this. Mm-hmm. And the to-do list just grows and grows and grows. And I want to make sure we don't stray from the fact that we're a resource. So as much as, you know, we want to start picking up some projects and doing this and this and this, our obligation is to our membership and to the greater community. I mean, Custer County, when you have something come up and you're not sure how to handle it, I mean, we want to be a resource to you. We have the network, we have the innovation, we have other things that we can tap into to say, hey, I don't have the answer, but this person might. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you can try and make this work for you. If you need money, I don't have a ton of it.
Sure.
But somebody out there does, and maybe it can match up with that thing that you want to do. So we're trying to alleviate that tension that businesses or organizations feel. And we want to be the catalyst for that change, because when something changes, it changes the whole dynamic.
Sure.
And we always want to be sure we're moving in that positive direction. Whatever better looks like, we want to be that.
So 2019 is certainly shaping up to be a big one as far as Custer economic development is concerned. So some big plans down the road. If anybody maybe has some of the questions, want to know more about anything we ever talk about, what's one of the best ways to get a hold of you, Andrew?
The best way is to drop me an email, custerdevelopment@gmail.com.
Okay.
Or if I'm out and about, which has been very recently the situation, my cell phone is the best way, and I'll throw that into the airwaves, 402-922-0774. Ultra responsive. I'm trying to do my best, and I miss here and there, but if you ever have a question, wonder what it is we can do for you, please, you know, drop me an email, give me a call. I'm happy to talk through that situation and say, okay, I can't do this, but this can, or they can, and so on and so forth. You know, that's what we were here to do, is to try and catalyze those sorts of things.
The ultimate problem solver himself.
That's, you know, I like that. I might put that on my business card now.
Got a new Twitter handle there. All right. Well, thanks for coming on this morning, Andrew. Anything else to add?
You know what? Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
All right. Well, we better have a good day before we have a good night.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Just go to bed. It's 10 o'clock. It's nap time. All right. Well, thanks for coming on this morning, Andrew, and you have a very Merry Christmas as well.
You as well, Steve.